Let's get to the information we need. And for that, we go to the vice mayor of Santa Rosa. Chris Rogers is here. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
I'm just having a little, you know, Roseanne Barr overload hangover, can't believe what the president said moment. But other than that, I'm fine.
I think we've all been in that place for about a year and a half, if not longer.
Yeah, I think you're right. And as I said a moment ago, or at the top of the hour, there's no end to his narcissism. There's no conceivable end to it.
It's amazing to me the amount of statements he makes or some of his supporters make where then they claim ignorance on the back end of not understanding what they were actually saying. It's just incredible.
Well, the amazing diversity of reaction from Valerie Jarrett, who was the object of Roseanne Barr's racist criticism yesterday, you know, stood back and said, don't feel badly for me. I'm okay. I've got a great support system. And let's use this as a teachable moment to the other side's reaction. Quite different.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope that this entire 4 years of having President Trump is a teachable moment for this country.
I hope so, too. And, you know, to me, it starts next Tuesday. It starts with our primary next Tuesday. And we move on from there. But why not start now, Chris?
Well, and that's exactly right, Pat. And I was on with Steve Jackson last night. We were talking a little bit about the primary, and I keep replying to people about how it's actually foreplay for November.
And absolutely.
The broader context is Democrats are trying to take back the House, and they need to take 22 seats from across the U.S. from Republicans to take back the House and hold Trump accountable. Seven of those are in California. So what you're seeing is things being placed on the ballot specifically to drive Republican turnout in November so that they can try to save those seats.
Well, yeah, and that makes sense. If you're a Republican, that makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. And so there's two really important issues on the June ballot that are basically Democrats trying to return serve. One is a proposition to make sure the gas tax goes to transportation funding.
Yeah.
The other, more locally for us, is Regional Measure 3, investing in our transit. I'm hoping both of those pass, and I'll be supporting both of them.
And, you know, Regional Measure 3, it's just especially for Sonoma County, seems like a no-brainer to me. I mean, you know, we get so much out of it money-wise to spend on important projects, and frankly, we pay very little into it.
That's right. We pay less into it than we get back. We end up having the funds to be able to extend SMART to Windsor and Healdsburg. And we finish the widening of the narrows between Petaluma and Novato. It's a no-brainer to me. The real question will be other areas, other counties that are more affected by the bridge tolls, will they vote for it?
Yeah.
So we've got to really turn out in Sonoma County and make sure that those ballots get in.
And also, of course, a lot of people are hoping that it ends up to be a Democrat, probably Gavin Newsom, in the top spot in the top. But there's a top two, and a lot of people hoping that it's going to be John Cox who goes up against him in November, because the battle lines would clearly be drawn at that point. And also, we wouldn't have to spend the next few months listening to one Democrat, you know, tear the other Democrat down.
It's true, both in the governor's race and also in the U.S. Senate race, where you have Dianne Feinstein and the Senate pro tem, Kevin DeLeon, potentially taking the top two spots. And what you'll see is if that happens, if you end up with two Democrats in both the governor's race and in the Senate race, the only reason that you'd really be excited to show up and vote in November if you're Republican is to vote against the gas tax increase.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, participation is, and hopefully enthusiastic participation, but marking the boxes really is all we have to do to show up and to show people that that if there is anything about the election process over the course of the last year and a half that we don't approve of, let's make sure we participate in it so that hopefully that will have an effect moving forward.
And I hope people do get their ballots in. I'll tell you, at last glance, only about 11% of all of the absentee ballots that have been mailed have come in so far.
I'm surprised by that.
Surprising. Yeah, What we do see, though, is about 44% that have been returned are from Democrats, 33% from Republicans. If that trend continues, you will see those two Democrats at the top of the ballot, as opposed to a Democrat and a Republican.
Now, the last number I heard, Chris, and we're on the phone with Chris Rogers from the Santa Rosa City Council. The last number I heard was staggering. 70% vote by mail at this stage of the game.
And it's even higher in Sonoma County.
Wow.
I got to tell you, though, Pat, I'm one of those people. I like to throw on the suit, my American flag lapel pin, and actually go vote at the polls.
Me too, so except for the suit part. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I think I look forward to it.
Yeah, so we're looking really closely at how Tuesday is going to dictate things. I'm going to put another kind of insider baseball deadline for you that's really important that's coming up as well. We have what's called the House of Origin deadline up in the Sacramento legislature later this week. So all of those important fire bills that you and I have talked about over the last couple of weeks have to advance in the legislature by that date. Otherwise, they're dead. And so for us, that means an extension of insurance from 2 years to 3 years. It means the mandatory 80% for personal items without having to do your itemization.
Yes.
It is everything. So we're watching that pretty closely this week as well, Pat.
Yeah, and you're right. It is sort of last chance saloon. So what can we do as citizens to help further that process in Sacramento along?
Well, you know, we actually have an incredible delegation. I know Senator McGuire's office and Assemblymember Wood's office and Senator Dodd's office.
Yeah.
They're all working really hard for us. It is always helpful if people want to call and support that legislation with other members as well, particularly if you're living in an area, because I know you've got listeners from all around the country, Pat. if you live in an area of the state where your member might not be as affected by the fire, it's good to have those personal stories to be able to push out there to let people know how the fire has affected us directly and how this legislation can prevent it from happening again, or at least help families when it happens again.
That's a very, very good idea, and one that maybe a lot of people haven't thought of yet. And that is, listen, when you know, the fires happened and we found out what the interest is, not only statewide but worldwide in Sonoma County, and we had listeners from all over the world at that point. So many people have a connection here. So asking the friends, neighbors that you know across the state of California to contact their own legislator to get these insurance bills passed, a great idea, Chris.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Pat, it is worldwide, as you said. You know, yesterday, we actually hosted Beto O'Rourke, who is the U.S. Senate candidate for Texas running against Ted Cruz, was in Santa Rosa yesterday. And I had a chance to talk to him for a good 20 minutes about what had happened with the fire. But obviously, he had a lot of parallels to the flooding that has happened out in Texas themselves.
Yes.
And dealing with FEMA. And just having those connections, having a shared understanding of how to take care of the people that you're helping to represent, it goes a really long way.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, when I was at the Broadcasters Convention in April and I got together with some of the radio people from Texas and from the East Coast and particularly from Puerto Rico and kind of traded stories about what went on. And what it did was encourage me to, you know, continually have particularly a representative from Puerto Rico on the air with us to be able to let our people know about how much progress has been made or not made in that country or that that territory full of American citizens there. So you're right, we're all connected.
Yeah, and there's actually, to use you as an example, Pat, there is a conversation that's taken place between myself and other council members who have gone through something similar, where one of the identifiable, call it a shortcoming, is people don't have access to information except through radio from time to time. And one of the things that KSRO in particular was very good about is as a new evacuation was ordered, actually explaining on the hour where the evacuation zones were, so folks that didn't have a map could still understand if they were in an evacuation zone. And that's been consistent throughout other tragedies as well. So a lot of shared connections, and there's a lot of work to be done in Sacramento, so I hope folks will call will support those bills.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And of course, Mike McGuire is behind him, and so is Senator Bill Dodd of Napa, both, you know, in the zones. They understand, and their constituents understand what those fires did and how. And by the way, we should repeat that those bills are retroactive to last summer, meaning that everybody who was affected by the October firestorms would be helped by these two bills.
Right. So, in particular, Pat, I've got to share with you my kind of annoyance with the insurance lobby on Senator McGuire's bill that would require the 80% payout. They keep saying in these committee hearings that they need people to itemize their deductions to make sure that they're paying out the amount that they should be.
Yeah.
But they don't make you itemize it. They don't verify your contents when they make you pay the amount to cover it years and years and years. So it's backwards. So they're really fighting the good fight for us.
Very true. And great points all together. And I'm so glad we were going to talk about Santa Rosa's 150th anniversary. We'll do that next time, okay?
That sounds great, Pat.
All right. We will see you at the polls on next Tuesday. That is Chris Rogers, Vice Mayor of the City of Santa Rosa. And always a great conversation with him, and a great idea, too. Contact the other people that you know in California. Ask them to talk to their representatives about the passage of these insurance bills for fire survivors. Let's get it done.